Hello, this is Ariel Littles, and this is my commentary on Husserl's Topics of Calamity Physics, pages 293 to 295. Love conquers all, a quote that has been used for centuries. It's turned upside down, or more appropriately, turned right side up in Husserl's book, Special Topics of Calamity Physics. Found in almost every romance as a logical excuse to sacrifice everything for love, Husserl's protagonist, in this selected passage, explains the truth about the quote, that love does not liberate or free a person from everything, but instead destroys and defeats all that one loves. The dynamics of love and violence are a key theme in Husserl's piece. Not only is the destruction of love a key theme, but also the doubleness and hypocrisy of ideology and even what one believes to be true. All of the relationships of the novel are seeded with some sort of violence, with little instances of what we might describe as love. Instead, the observant Jane Goodall depicts a series of relationships based on deceit, jealousy, and obsession, and resulting in murder, rage, and abandonment. What do you feel Husserl is attempting to reveal about human relationships and the dynamics between love, violence, and ideology? Do you believe that there were any real relationships of love in the book, or were they, as Blue describes her feelings for Milton, infatuation and lust? Or is this, as Bennett explains, the true definition of love or consequence of love? In this myth article, Husserl describes the novel to be a story of the relationship between a daughter and an incredibly narcissistic, amoral, controlling, and very charming father. With this description, it is impossible not to discuss the relationship between Blue and Gareth Van Meer. In the opening of the novel, Gareth was the only true relationship Blue had. She loved and trusted him, seeing him as a flawed yet genius man.